And I'd rather the Lord have the preeminence. And if someone has a song this morning, I certainly would. Right there. Yeah, what's wrong with you, boy? All right. I appreciate it. I got a second hand, but I got it, amen. She said, why ain't he singing no more, amen? He said he hung his harp in the willow. All right. Let's get our Bibles out this morning. St. John, I noticed Keith was reading this morning in St. John, and I do commend him for that. As a matter of fact, I commend anyone opens up her Bible. If you put your face in this book, it'll cause your face to shine like Moses did. And the world will see that difference. It just kind of, you get around light, pretty soon you get a little bit of light in you. Amen. You start illuminating a little bit. But St. John chapter number 1. And we're not going to read as much scripture this morning. We will be commenting on a lot of scriptures. Somebody said, Brother Eddie, you make a lot of notes. Well, the reason I make a lot of notes, I'm not that smart. I can't quote that many scriptures I wish I could. And I have to write them down. It's kind of like on the menu of God. I don't know if that was a fair statement or not. I'm just a messenger boy. And others may run faster. But David said, where you want to go for? You ain't got no message. He said, let me go anyway. And I guess a lot of them are going anyway. But the message I deliver this morning is the one the Lord put on my heart. And St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. I'll read two verses here. Read verse 29. Talking about John the Baptist. Said, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him. And saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And we'll read again verse number 36. Looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. And I want to preach this morning on the thought, if God would be my helper, on behold the Lamb. And I do desire your prayers this morning. Father, we thank you for the inspired, incorruptible, infallible Word of God. Even though the world hates it, would like to get rid of it, still abides. Lord, we do well to give it the most earnest heed. And Father, today, without your help, we're at the well with nothing to draw. I pray the Holy Spirit fill my home with all. I pray, dear Father, this morning you'd give to me for these that are before me as well as myself from God. We might receive the things of God with readiness of mind. Lord, that we might even search the Scriptures whether those things be so or not. Let my tongue this morning be like the pen of a ready writer to write upon the tablets of our hearts the things of God. Lord, whatever you do this morning, we'll be amazed. And we'll thank you and praise you and give you the glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. John, the forerunner of Jesus, mentioning Isaiah chapter 40 as the voice of one that crieth in the wilderness, which is him, John the Baptist, a miracle birth, just like Jesus' birth. Both of them had miraculous birth. Both of them just came into this world surprisingly to this world. I mean, Zechariah, I think it's the father's name of John the Baptist. And he couldn't believe that God could give his wife Elizabeth a son. And yet when the angel came to him and told him at the time of life, his wife Elizabeth would bear a son. Even though he didn't believe it, the angel smote him that he couldn't talk. And man, he come out, he'd been in there a long time. He wasn't like a normal Baptist, going there and pray about 5 minutes of wasted prayer and come out and say, boy, I prayed. But he'd been in there longer than the appointed time, and he came out, and they thought, what's wrong with you? They thought maybe he'd seen something spectacular or something, and anyway, his wife, just like God said, she conceived and bore a son, and they said, what are you going to call him? And she said, his name will be John. And they said, there ain't none in your family called John. They called his father and asked him what his name would be. And he got a writing tablet, and I don't know if he had to chisel it out or maybe they had a pen like this. I don't know, but he wrote on there, his name will be John. And God opened up his mouth and he got to preaching and prophesying. And anyway, Jesus, kind of like that, angel came to Mary, told her she'd bear a son. She said, how can that be? In this day and time, it would be impossible. But in that time, they had more reverence for God, had more respect for themselves. A lot of people kept themselves for God. They were vessels God could use. Amen. And you know, in that day and time, things are different than now. Everything hadn't been dismantled, like I'll be talking about tonight. Back then, buddy, people feared God. Back then, they had a reverence for God and for His Word. And Mary, she's a virgin. God come to her, sent the angel Gabriel to her. And he said, blessed art thou art highly favored to God. You shall conceive and bear a son. Call his name Emmanuel. She said, how can this be? Seeing I know not a man, and he explained to her the Holy Ghost would overshadow her. And she would conceive and bear a son. She said, behold, the handmaid of God. And after all of that, Jesus came into this world. Started at the age of 12 years old, Luke, Jesse. Man, I tell you what, at the age of 12 years old, he started working for God. Man, he's in the temple and he's not just answering questions, he's asking questions, they're scratching their head, saying, who taught this man letters? How is it he knows so much? I'll tell you why. He's ancient of days. He's the one that inhabits eternity. He's God incarnate. He's God manifested in the flesh. It's a great mystery. Today even it is. He's not 12 years old no more. He's done been baptized by John. John saw him coming. John seen him, said, this is he whom I said. It was before me because he was before me. For what it's worth, John the Baptist was born before Jesus. Amen. Anyway, he baptized him. Molly, when he did, he said he saw the heavens open. Yes. He said he saw the Holy Spirit like a dove. Everybody's got doves in their house. My wife, she's dove crazy. Everything's got to have a dove on it somewhere. But he said he saw the Holy Spirit, in other words, fly down, light upon him like a dove. Amen. He said, I heard a voice. This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Now John sees him and he's walking. Brother Melvin, he takes his finger and he puts it on the Son of God and he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Amen. Takes away the sin of the world. Now I wasn't there. You wasn't there, it wasn't by the Bible, you'd not even know that it ever happened. That's why these things are written. They're written for our admonishment on whom the ends of the world are come. The world's going to end. You and I are going to end. I don't know on the calendar of God how many days I got. I just know one day they're going to come to an end. But He don't have no end. I mean, because of Him, all things are. Amen. And He is the one that God sendeth, amen, to come down here and walk upon this sin-cursed earth for one purpose, to give His life a ransom for all. John put the finger on Him, Brother Melvin. He said, behold the Lamb of God. It takes away the sin of the world. Molly, I've not seen Him. The Bible said, in whom have not seen, we love. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to look like. The Bible says, if thou have not yet appeared what we shall be, but we know that when we see Him, we'll be like unto Him. Amen. I will behold the Lamb. Oh yeah. If you're saved, you will too. And if not, you'll behold the Lamb. And you'll understand, you'll wish you had a lamb, amen. I'll tell you right now, He's ready. We might not have no judgment in our land, but He's ready to judge the quick and the dead. He'll have no problem at all calling it like it is. He won't have to struggle to find the right words. Amen. What was our politicians? Man, we're so gullible. I didn't inhale. Yeah, I smoked it, but I didn't inhale. I was politically correct when I made that statement. It's not so bad that they're just liars. What's bad is we don't say nothing about it. That's what's bad. We let it be. I think the Beatles wrote a song called Let It Be. That's what we do. We just let it be. But He's not going to let it be. He's going to come down with a rod of iron. But I'll tell you what, you're going to see a lamb. And I'm going to preach about Him here in just a minute. But I'll tell you right now, thank God for the lamb. Glory to God. Nita said she knew who holds tomorrow. The lamb does. Bob McCurry preached a message one time. Brother Melvin said he got on this bus. And he said every time when you get on this bus at Jerusalem, whichever side the lamb was on was the side that got off first. He said the lamb was on my side. Praise God, I ain't talking about a bus with a little stuffed lamb. Carolyn, the lamb's on my side. Woo! Glory to God! Sit there like a knot. I'll tell you right now, except for all of us, He's on my side, amen. On the winning side. I'm telling glory. The lamb came down.
Amen.
Oh, He left an impression on this world. They ain't got over it. They're not going to get over it. For what it's worth, forget about all I said about those new movies. I ain't watched any of them. What I've heard, I don't think I want to watch any of them. Someone said they went and watched the movie Noah, and he said he's just glad he didn't bring his wife with him. He said it was pathetic. Just get the Bible out. Let it not depart from thine eyes. Keep it in the midst of thine heart. It's life to all those that find it. Health to their flesh. You want a good healthy life? Just have a good healthy Bible reading. You'll have health. Some of the best medicine I know, just a good dose of Scripture. Rick said God gave Moses 2 tablets. And he said we need them both. Amen.
Amen.
Lamb. Glory to God for the lamb. The lamb came down. Oh, there's all kind of lambs in the Bible. I'll comment on them here a little bit. But John said this lamb. Molly, he said he takes away the sin of the whole world. Amen. What a lamb.
Amen.
There's been millions of lambs slain, Hebrews talks about. And it says that they could never take away sin.
Amen.
But this lamb, Brother Melvin,
yeah.
By one sacrifice, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 through 14, if you want to read it for yourself. This lamb, by one sacrifice, sit down forever at the right hand of God. He perfected forever them that are sanctified. What a lamb, amen! Glory! If you want to go a little deeper than that, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10 through 11, the Bible said it pleased God to bruise him. You better be glad God didn't bruise you. Bible said the Lord laid on him, don't miss this, the iniquity of us all. I know what I deserve, Brother William.
Yeah.
He took my beating. What a lamb.
Amen.
He drunk my cup. What a lamb.
Amen.
What a lamb. I ain't done with the lamb. I'm just getting started. Bear with me here. I got to put a chief cornerstone in right here. But listen, it pleased God to bruise him. Sin demands a payment. For those of you that think God, He's a loving God, and He is. Oh yes. But understand this, sin demands a payment, and it will be paid. Well, it'll be paid here or there, but it will be paid. But I want you to know this Lamb gave His life a ransom for all to be testified in due time. This Lamb was not Abraham's Isaac. This Lamb was God's Isaac. This Lamb went up Mount Moriah. This Lamb laid down. This Lamb said, I am here to pay the sin debt of Eddie Wade and you. God bless you, Brother Hired. Thank God for a Lamb was willing to go in my stead, go in your stead, to give the sacrifice. It pleased God to bruise him. My pastor said, I don't understand what that means. And I said, Brother Rick, I think I do. And as strange as that might sound to you and me, but I think I know what it means when it says it pleased God to bruise him and to put him to grief. His soul was an offering for sin. That was accepted by God. And you read right there, it said God was satisfied by the travail of His soul. God said, okay, that's enough suffering. I'm pleased. I'm satisfied, Linda, with the suffering of the Lamb that laid His life down so that we could take life up. God said, it's enough. Nobody else needs to suffer. It's enough. I wasn't there. I've seen movies. Mel Gibson put his little movie together, and for what it's worth, the world hates him today because he done it. He couldn't get any sponsors. He took his own money. It don't even register my mind why someone like Mel Gibson would make the movie he made other than God just wanted the world to know somewhat of the suffering his son went through. I don't have an explanation for it. I just remember when I saw it. I remember one hand I'm wiping tears and with the other hand I've got a fist doubled up wanting to go up there and stop it! It couldn't be stopped. There was no other way, William. It had to be. He was the Lamb. That John said, behold Him. Behold Him! That's Him. Amen. That's the one right there. The disciples may not have understood it. The world may not have understood it. I'll tell you what, buddy, when the smoke cleared, the devil understood it. The Bible said if the prince of this world had known, Brother William, said they wouldn't have crucified Him. He now smarter than the devil. The devil thought, I got Him now. He said, you're mine now. He said, yeah, buddy, I'm yours. I'm delivering myself in your hands. But you just wait a minute. I'm coming back. I'm going to bruise your head. I want them keys. Amen. I'm the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
God bless you, Neil. Nothing else. You throw a little gasoline on me. I'll tell you right now, hallelujah.
Amen.
They might not have understood it at the time, Carolyn. But I'll tell you when the dust settled. Even that centurion smote on his breast. He said, truly, this is the Son of God.
Yeah,
this may not be doing y'all no good. Y'all just sit there and behave. I'll shout for all of us. Amen. Peter, he said, we were eyewitnesses of the Lamb. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. John said, we heard Him. He said, we've seen Him with our own eyes. We lived upon Him. Our hands handled. The Word of Life, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. I wasn't there. But I'll tell you one thing. I was there, Molly, when He came to where I was. I might not have been where He was, but I was there when He came where I was.
Right.
I've met the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you right now, thank God for the Lamb. Amen. One day I will see Him, Brother Melvin. I'll see Him in His glory. I'll know why it had to be like it was. I'll know why it had to be hid from the eyes of the world. And only the eyes of God could know why the Lamb had to come down. Man, what a mess churches have made. There's some churches teach that Jesus, or so-called churches, I hate to say this, and it be construed somehow that it could possibly even be true. There's some so-called churches, mega churches, multitudes. We might ever have multitudes, but I'll tell you one thing, I won't tell no lies like this. But there's some so-called churches that think that Jesus and the devil were brothers. If you know a little bit, you probably know who I'm talking about. They're called morons. I mean, not morons, but Mormons, I'm sorry. For what it's worth, you can read in Isaiah chapter 14, Ezekiel chapter 28, and you can read where the devil was created. He was created. As a matter of fact, he was perfect when he was created. He was a beautiful archangel over the music of heaven. He's the Pied Piper now because our children go beat their head and dance till they break something. They call it break dance. I don't know how they keep breaking what they... The devil. For those of you that don't know, I'll pull back the veneer just a little bit. A lot of your so-called successful rock singers, just check it out. They made a deal with the devil.
Amen.
They said, I'll sell my soul to you if you give me popularity. He tried to make one with Jesus. When he came to the Lamb, in Matthew chapter 4, he showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory in a moment's time. He said, all this I'll give you.
That's right.
If you'll worship me. And Jesus said, hit the road, buddy. It's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shall thou worship. A lot of people ain't like the Lamb. They've made all kind. Old Michael Combs wrote a song, Not for Sale. And there really was a guy called him from California. I met Michael Combs. I've conversed with him. There really was a man called him from California. And he said, boy, we can make a lot of money. Michael Combs said, not for sale, buddy. I met the Lamb.
Amen.
What a song he wrote, because he said, no, not for sale. My granddaughter, that's her favorite song. When I get in the car, I put that in there, and she's already ready to go to church. She's ready to hear songs about Jesus and hear sermons about Jesus. John said, we've handled Him. We've handled the Word of life. John also, St. John, Revelation chapter 5, he said, I saw in the midst of heaven, in the midst of the throne, in the midst of the elders, he said, there stood a Lamb.
Amen.
As it had been slain. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. For what it's worth, verse 9 said, they sang a new song.
Amen.
And our song books. Golly. Heard David Carr say on the radio one day, he come into church and he said he couldn't believe it. They still played the piano. They still used old hymn books. Hey, listen to this. I still find no fault in Him. I think hymn books are about Him. Every song in there is about Him. I think we need to sing them. And I'll tell you what, I think we need to lift up holy hands.
Amen.
But it says in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, it says they sing a new song. They're singing to the Lamb, Molly. They're saying, Lamb, you're worthy. Whoa! They said, you're worthy. You were slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood. Oh, listen. I ain't seen Him, but I love Him.
Amen.
I've not beheld Him, but I'm going to.
Amen.
I'm in that number that called out number. I'm going to see Him. I'm going to see Him in His glory. And then Peter said, boy, it's a good place to be. Hey, it ain't going to be just a good place to be. It's going to be a good place to live. Amen. I'm going to spend eternity throughout the ages, forever and eons and ever, looking at the Lamb. Somebody said, how are you going to get to see Him? Oh, I got a feeling you're going to get like we did down there in Montgomery, Alabama. We got an exquisite permission to go down and meet Judge Roy Moore. Even though them policemen didn't appreciate it, they had let us through. Oh, you're talking about purple red faces. He called that number. David Carr said, sir, you know, we have no axe to grind. Would you please call and see if we have not permission to meet Judge Roy Moore? I don't know how that guy kept breaking his teeth as he gritted them as he dialed that number. And he said, there's a group up here wanting to see you. And I saw him. Let him through! Devil don't want you to see the Lamb, Anita. But you know what? He's going to say, let him through.
Amen.
Oh!
Amen.
Thanks to the Lamb, I'm going to meet Him, amen. I'm going to see Him, amen. I'm going to see Him.
Amen.
I can't think of none greater than Him.
Sorry.
Amen. I got permission to see him, Carolyn. I've never seen him. I've thought about him. I've sung about him. I've prayed to him. But I'm going to see what's on the other end. You know, sometimes I met Melvin Sisson one time up at Noel Baldwin's church up there in Somerset. It was a terrible disappointment. I expected his neck to be this big around. I mean, you hear him on the radio, and I'm looking, I'm seeing a 300 or 400 pound man behind the pulpit. He's pounding, he's a preaching. And I met him, I said, "There is no way you're Melvin Sisson." He looked at me and grinned. He said, "I'm sorry to disappoint you, buddy, but I'm him." I said, but on the radio, you sound like you're big as a bear." He said, "Sorry about that. In this case, it'd be the other way around." When we see the lamb, Brother Melvin, we'll say, "Glory to God, I'm glad I was on the lamb side. I'm glad he's on my side. I'm glad, praise God, I got permission to go in and see the lamb." Amen. Let me say this just quickly. I'm looking at our hands on the clock and it's wearing me out. But this lamb, he can handle the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 through 9. And I probably ought to read that just so you'll get a little Bible in this morning. But in Revelation chapter 13, the Bible says this. It said, "I stood upon the sand of the sea. I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Upon his horns were 10 crowns. Upon his heads were the names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw spake like unto a leopard. And the beast I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And a dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, 'Who is like unto the beast? And who is able to make war with him?' And they were given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemes, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's 1260 days. And he opened up his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwelt upon the earth," don't miss this verse, please, "and all that dwelt upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the Lamb." I am glad my name's in that book. Slain from the foundation of the world, you're saved. What we're reading right here, you ain't got to worry about. You're up there at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But listen here. "If any man have an ear, let him hear." Now, here's this beast. Nobody can handle him. Everybody's afraid of him. Who's able to make war against this beast? Well, let's go a little further here. Read verse Revelation chapter 17, which is a continual of this. Verse 14. It says, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him," I'm going to be with Him, "are called." You know, everybody you hear about, I always quote that verse, Romans 8:28. "We know all things work together for good to them that are the," what's that word? Right. That's an important word. I used to leave that out. My cousin straightened me out. He said, "Brother Eddie, you need to put that word in there. The called." I didn't realize how important that word was. And I just quote that verse. "We know all things work together for them that love the Lord." He said, No. You need to put that word, the called, in there. Here's why. Listen to this. They that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. He called upon me one day and asked if He could be mine. And thanks to Him, I'm saved. Glory to God. Those that are with Him, they're called. I'm glad He called my name out. He said, Eddie, if you will, I'll pay for your sins. I'll tell you what, buddy, I took the Lamb as He was my Savior, my Redeemer. Thanks to the blood that He shed at Calvary, He cleansed me from all sin. I got cleansed. I got adopted. I got grafted in. I don't care how you want to say it. I just want you to know this. I'm in. I'm in that number. That called out number. That chosen generation. That for such a time as this, the Lamb of God says, if you'll let me, I'll help you.
That's right. Amen.
He said, I'll help you. I took Him as He was. My Lamb. Not only is He my Lamb, I'm His now. I'm not my own, Margaret. I've been bought with a price. Precious blood of the Lamb. The perfect redemption for my sins. You know what? One of these days, old devil, that old accuser of the brethren, he knows everything about old Eddie Wade. He's going to come over and kick dirt on me. He's going to say, God, Eddie deserves hell. And I'll have to amen it because it'll be true. But the Bible says, He, my advocate, my lawyer, my mediator,
amen.
He don't have an ice cream hat on his head. He's my potentate. All power given unto Him. He's going to say, Father, even though all that's true, He belongs to me.
Amen.
He's going to say, come here, Eddie.
Amen.
And I'm going to get to meet the Lamb, Anita.
Amen.
And all my troubles are going to be over.
Amen.
I ain't going to have to worry about going to no courts no more, hearing no lawyers lying, hear all this stuff. I gather them, thrown at you in every direction. They got an answer to the Lamb to get to me. I won't be pleasant tonight. I'll give you a forewarning, but you need to hear what will be said tonight. We're in trouble down here in America. I'll tell you where it started from. It started from a pulpit.
Amen.
We got away from preaching about the Lamb. We got away from preaching the Word. We got the tickling ears and propaganda. We just need to get back to preaching the Lamb. God bless you, Brother Hired. Amen. Father, we thank You for the privilege to brag on Your Son. Lord, I certainly am not qualified. Lord, I see myself as unprofitable, unable, and useless even to be used of God. But I do hope and pray, Father, something said this morning. Lord, was able to break through the barrier of the enemy and find a lodging place in the ear or the heart of those that are here this morning, or maybe those that are here this message by way of the internet. Whatever becomes of this, Lord, we pray Your hand to be the one that endorses it. I pray You'll put Your seal of approval upon it. We just give You praise and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask you to stand this morning. Behold the Lamb. If you don't know Him this morning, it's not His fault. He wants to know you. He went to great lengths so He can know you. He put Himself at a loss so you could have a game. You're sitting there right now thinking
181.
Thoughts other than coming right now, putting your soul in jeopardy. None of us, the Bible says, know what's on tomorrow. Those people that got on that airplane in Malaysia, nobody knows where they're at. They thought they did. Those people on that hillside, they're gone. Wherever you live. Those people that had that earthquake, second one. sinkholes. This one came to you.
159.
You're to make your way right now. Come up here and get in touch with the Lamb. I'll tell you right now, He done all the hard work. All He asked you to do is come up here and accept the finished work. I'll tell you right now, buddy, He's a friend of sinners. He loves you. Go ahead, Brother Melvin. He's waiting on you right now.
Let Him be Lord in this old simple world. Hardly a comfort can afford. Driving along to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Won't you come? Maybe the devil's come down on you now in different ways. Run to the Lamb. Run to Him. Say, Jesus, I need help. I'll tell you right now, buddy, He's a very present help in time of trouble. Psalms 46, verse 1 says, He's been calling on me in a day of trouble. I'll show you great mighty things you know not. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. I'm telling you, He's the direction around here, not from. Come this morning. Oh, thank you for Brother Williams. Thank you, Father, Lord, for the godly example of my brother. Lord, how encouraging it must be to those that are contemplating coming forward this morning. Lord, we thank you for Brother William. What a marvelous he is. Bless him, Lord. Bless his family. Where could you go? Where you could go? You could go to drugs. You could go to doctors. You could go to drink. Or you could just go straight to Jesus. You can't put God's own word. When's the last time you talked to Him? When's the last time you just said, Lord, thank you, having mercy on one like me? The Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people. Where could I go to the Lord? Thank you, Brother Melvin. Bring me a couple hand grenades next time. Maybe we can get something. Amen. Anybody got a testimony this morning? Something on your heart? I've spoke long enough to give you an opportunity. Well, don't all at one time. You couldn't afford one drop of that blood. It wasn't just any blood. Peter said it was precious blood. He said it was without spot. He said it was without blemish. The blood of the Lamb of God.
I praise the Lord this morning. I praise Him for the Lamb. I praise Him for the blood He shed on Calvary for me. I love Him this morning. I'm looking forward to it.
I'd already counted on that one. I knew Molly was going to praise God for that blood. One thing you say about Molly, boy, she appreciates that Jesus was willing to shed His blood.
Amen.
So she could go to heaven. I'll never fail hearing her testify, thank God for His blood.
Yeah, without His blood, we would all be gone.
Without that shedding of blood, Hebrews said, there's no remission of sin. You still sin. But even greater, He got up to show that He had victory in His effort. Paul said, if He be not risen, we're still in sin. He shed the blood and it showed, buddy, He got the victory through that blood. He went into the Holy of Holies, for those of you that don't know, and He put His blood on the mercy seat.
Amen.
God said, no more blood needed. That's the end.
He's the best friend I ever had.
Amen, Brother Madden. Amen.
He ought to be
in heaven.
Woo!
Amen.
Well said, brother. Well said. Yeah, he's
a
friend.
That's right. To be a friend, or to him or the devil. You know? And
Amen.
He got the word to eternal life, too. And
That's right.
Yeah, and he blessed us here. He's so wonderful.
Amen. Sure, you know. I was listening to King King last night, and they sung that song, I'll Be a Friend of Jesus, last night, and I thought, man, that's such a good song. I'll be a friend. Amen. Anybody else? I ain't going to hold you. If you got something to say it, if not, we'll be dismissed. Will Melvin dismiss us, brother?
On the hand of Jesus, both two ways, and try to make you and be saved, fill the Spirit of God, and force you to be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.